Welcome to the Companion Chapel Everyday Bible Study Broadcast. My name is Mike, coming to you from the Great Lakes area of beautiful Ontario, Canada, on this gorgeous Tuesday, March 12, 2024. And of course, this is co-host, you know her, you love her, it's none other than Tammy Lynn with a hyphen. Tammy, what do you got to say to your fans, Tammy?
Good morning, everybody.
You ain't seen nothing yet, right, Tam? You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what you got to say to your fans.
Yes.
Listen, Acts chapter 22 is a big chapter because we're going to learn, like, how can Paul say he's a Jew and of the tribe of Benjamin? Like, what does all this mean? The difference between Israelite, Hebrew, Jew, and tribe of Benjamin, for example. And we're going to clear all this up today. And Paul's on the hot seat right now, Acts chapter 22, and here he is. You know, this mob scene was... They took him into a separate room, shut the door in the church, and they were going to kill him. And this is the lead clergy and their followers trying to kill the truth. Watch it. This is a huge warning for us to watch what's going on in your church today. Are they teaching the Bible or are they sugarcoating it? Is your pastor nothing but a glorified, inspirational speaker using this book as a random book of quotes? God hates that. It's not a random book of quotes. There's a deep, in-depth message here. Jesus Christ is the author of salvation, and he is your savior, your salvation, your deliverer, your redeemer. We have to acknowledge that to get us out of here and get back into harmony with the universe. Here's Paul, chapter 22 of the book of Acts. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. Like, here's Paul, his defense to what? He wasn't even charged with anything. You know, these guys are just coming at him. But Paul's going to lay it out here like he did in... Anyways, let's just open the book here. Let it speak for itself. And when they had heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept more their silence. And he saith, okay, oh wow, this guy's a Hebrew tongue. Hebrew through the Bible, pretty much every time, denotes language they spoke. Okay, Hebrews. And I am verily a man which am a Jew. So he's a Hebrew and a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up to this city at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner. This is just means accuracy of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God as you are this day. You guys are zealous towards God. He's trying to butter them up a little bit, but let's go back to something here. Okay, Paul's father was a Pharisee. We know that. So we can say he was a Jew. They lived in this land of Judea. Acts 23, verse 6. Now, let's more about Paul here. Let's go to Philippians. Okay, so this is Paul describing himself. Philippians chapter 3. Circumcised on the eighth day. Okay, so that means his parents set him aside. Say, God, okay, this boy, we're going to teach this boy to be a Christian boy. Well, they didn't know it was Christian then. But we're following your laws, your commandments. So that's what the parents do. It's not up to the kid. The kid has no chance, 8 days old, to make a decision like that, you see. So after, if they didn't get circumcised on the eighth day, then, you know, it's up to you if you want to. But it's circumcision of the heart. We see that in Deuteronomy 10, 16, Jeremiah chapter 4, circumcision of the heart and of the ear, right? Like, open yourself up to listening and allowing the message of Christ's love into your heart. So here's Paul, circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Well, that really puts her home there, right? What he's saying here. So of the stock of Israel, that just means the 12 tribes of Israel that were of Jacob, but it more so means... Romans chapter 9, we have to always translate within the Bible. What is an Israelite? Here we go. Who are Israelites? Romans chapter 9. To whom pertaineth the adoption? We adopt ourselves back into God's family, Israel. And the glory and the covenants. We follow God's laws, God's covenants, God's commandments. And the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. These promises written in the councils of eternity. That's what we're talking about as an Israelite. So he's saying, I'm an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. That was one of the 12 tribes. Ben and me, remember that. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, and his dad was a Pharisee. Okay, so that he's telling them all this. And he was born in Tarsus, so that means he is a Roman citizen. Roman citizen, calls himself a Jew. He's of Benjamin. Do you see how this all comes together? Israelite. It's important to understand. Hebrew. Israelite. Jew. Okay, so Jew here represents geographical location. The land of Judea. because Paul's not hostile to the Lord Jesus Christ and his followers, although he was. Now he's saying to this, I was zealous towards God as you are today. You guys are zealous towards God. You guys are following this, but you know, Paul's buttering them up a little bit because they just added all their ceremonies and laws into this. And I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prisons, both men and women. I would just did just like you guys are doing right now. I was one of you, he's saying. As also the high priest thus bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were bound into Jerusalem for to be punished. Paul's saying, okay, it's in your records. I was one of you. I was once a deceived pedestrian Christian like you until I saw the light, is what Paul's about to say here. He was on his way to Damascus, and it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around about me. Paul's going to see the light, and I fell on the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, that's his Hebrew name, why persecutest me thou? Remember in Acts chapter 9, he goes more into this. Is it hard to kick against the pricks? And this is what we say to ourselves too. Is it hard to try and, you know, appease the rat race, like mainstream society? It's hard to leave. Like, it was hard to come to grips with that. But is it hard to kick against the pricks and have a system of things that is a paradox of impossibilities and just keep going for it? It's like the definition of insanity. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this kick against the pricks was, is it hard to persecute the truth? Is what's being said. And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, who thou persecutest, Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, the salvation of Yahweh. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me. And so Paul had a posse with him. This was a death squad. This is what they were doing, going to find Christians. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there shall be told of thee all things which are appointed for you to do. Listen, I got it. This is all set up. It's all prearranged. Furthermore, Paul, you're a chosen vessel. Okay. And when I could not see for the glory of the light, being led by the hand of them, they just walked him to Damascus. Okay. His eyes couldn't see for a bit. We know this story from Acts chapter 9. He's just repeating it to these people. I was once one of you until I saw the light. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of the Jews which dwelt there. Now, don't read over this because Paul's dropping names here for the verification of his story. Okay, this should be in your records. I was once one of you. Okay, and I was like one of the lead guys too. And there's documentation to prove this. He's dropping names here. Is Paul sweating it out, thinking that they're going to do something to him? Well, remember the last chapter, he says, I'm ready to die. I don't care. I'm going in there. I'm going to teach the truth no matter what. So it's like he's buttering them up just because sometimes you have to appease a mob scene. But he's not caking it on. He's saying, listen, man, you guys go and check the records. I was one of you. And came unto me. Okay, so he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother Saul, receive thy sight. In the same hour I looked up. Okay, so he got his sight back. And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee. You're a chosen vessel. Remember that from Acts chapter 9. That's what we're called, a vessel. We have a spirit. We have a soul. Remember, your soul is an energy. Your spirit's an energy. And together they make up your identity. Your soul is what you are. They call it a vessel. It's also called a vessel. It's what you are. What are you carrying? Your spirit is an energy also. That's the intellect of your soul. That's your governing index towards your thoughts, feelings, intentions that translate into actions, your personality, your character. And of course, your spirit, your psyche, your intellect is a closed energy system. It can only exchange information. But the word information is not in the Bible. It's called the light. Paul saw the light. And that light, that information, closed energy system, go somewhere when you die. We know this. For thou hast been a witness unto all men what thou hast. Okay, and I've skipped to verse 14. He said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see the just one, Melchizedek, King of the just, our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, and shall hear the voice of his mouth. That's big. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men, and of what thou hast seen and heard. So Paul's got his commission here. He can't turn back. There's no turning back. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So Paul went through the baptism. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And this trance just means, okay, I was just saying my prayers and I was meditating. It's not some freaked out thing like on drugs or something that someone suggested to me the other day, you know. He's just meditating. He's having a quiet time. And saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am prisoned, beat in every synagogue, them that believed on thee. They know what I used to do. I was zealous, man. I went for it. That's Paul. He's unstoppable. Do you notice he was unstoppable when he was working for those guys? And now he's working for Jesus Christ. He is unstoppable. Zealous. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I was also standing by and consenting to his death and kept the raiment that of them that slew him. I mean, I was holding their clothes while they did this to Stephen, who was, you know, one of the disciples, one of God's chosen people. But Paul was admitting to this. He's saying, listen, I was one of you. And he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee far into the Gentiles. So he's given. So there's Paul's commission. Okay, let's get the word out to whomsoever will. It doesn't matter. It's to whomsoever will. And this goes back to, remember, Israel is God's kingdom, his people. We adopt ourselves into the family Israel, whomsoever will. Judah is supposed to be the lawgiver, as it's written throughout the Psalms. But we have to understand that Satan defiled the sanctuary, but God wants his children back, and they can only be reconciled through Lord Jesus Christ. You adopt yourself back into that family Israel, and that means what seed do you allow to be planted in your mind? Remember, Matthew chapter 13, we talk about who planted the evil seeds. Don't let that get planted in your mind. That's your psyche, your intellect. Okay, I forget what verse we're on here. I think I turned the page.
We're on 22.
And he gave audience, and they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, oh, because he, okay, so this is what ticked them off. He said, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. They don't want the word of God going to the Gentiles. This was like a closed community. These people have just absolute hatred. You know, it's the lead clergy and their followers. And they say, well, I'm going to go teach the word of God and Jesus Christ to Gentiles. And then watch them, they're just going to lose it. And they gave him audience until he said that. And then they lifted up their voices and said, away with this fellow. Away with such a fellow from the earth. Yeah, they want to kill him. For he's not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust in the air. Like, these were just drama queens personified here. 24, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. This is under duress. They're going to scourge him. That's that whip thing that just peels off skin, right? Okay, so, you know, this is just barbarous. How do you say it?
Barbaric?
Yeah, barbarian. You know, like, okay, this guy hasn't been charged with anything, but we're going to whip him anyway, you know, because they would do that to appease this mob scene. Okay, they're just trying to, they'll just do anything. Under duress, torture, okay, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. And so they're trying to get a confession or something out of Paul, just, you know, procured by torture. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? I've been charged with nothing, let alone being convicted. And now what are you going to do? Are you going to get that whip out and feed it to me? And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what you do. This man's a Roman. That's a big no-no. And we know from the last bunch of chapters, the Romans were very concerned about their people, and the government was very concerned to protect his people. But if they did something wrong to the people, there was no mercy, it seemed. It seemed they were just like, if you did something, if you were in a position of governing authority and you did something wrong to your own citizen, there was no mercy on you.
Right.
Like, okay, so we've covered that in every chapter so far in the book of Acts. And when the centurion heard this, he told the chief captain, take heed what thou doest. This man's a Roman. And the chief captain came and said unto him, tell me, are you a Roman? He said, yeah. And the chief captain answered, "With a great sum obtained I this freedom." And Paul said, "I was freeborn." Okay, listen, verse 28 makes no sense at all in the translation. So what they're saying, you got these guys here, and there's Paul, and he's just, they're ready to just torture him. And this guy, instead of reading "with a great sum," sum in the Greek is like saying chief or chiefly. So first of all, I'll just read it how it should have been translated. First of all, "of the greatest importance and value is I possess a Roman citizenship." That's what the centurion said, or the chief captain. And then Paul says, "so as," or "also, I was born." So they're just confirming, okay, I'm a Roman citizen, and so are you. And that's of utmost importance. "Then straight away they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, because he had bound him. So the next day, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews," like, he wasn't even charged with anything, right? They're just ready to kill him, and they're ready to torture him. And who facilitated this? The lead clergy and their followers, also known as the Jews. That's why you'll find in the lexicons, they have it listed as an adjective over and over again throughout the New Testament. They don't say "is of brother Judah" or "of the line of Judah." You see biblical usage of the word here. "Okay, of the Jews, and loosed him from his bands and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before him." Okay, now we're going to have a little trial here. There's going to be a little bit of discipline and structure, order of things here. Not an obscene lynch mob. Mob scene. Okay, well, thank you very much for watching. That was Acts chapter 22. I hope you enjoyed that. And have yourself the greatest day, and bye for now.
Bye. God bless.